Recorded Books presents A Month of Doomsdays by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by me, George Waddell. Chapter 1.
Don't let him get away! Cut him off!
Tynan Brannigan urged his sure-footed coyote Dunn to greater speed. The valiant horse did not disappoint him and took off like a 4th of July rocket. Tynan bent low, played out a loop on his lariat, and let fly.
You got him, Pa!
Matthew Brannigan threw his arm up high in the air to show his appreciation. It almost got him unseated. His horse veered close to a post oak with a low-hanging branch. The 19-year-old ducked at the last instant. Twigs cut at his face and hand, but did not slow his exuberant advance.
"Hurt him!" Ty called. "The ground's turning rocky. I don't want him busting a leg."
Matthew raked his heels against his horse's flanks and cut off the steer as it tried to double back in front of his paw. This tactic was instinctive. The rope would tangle up the Dunn's legs and give a faint hope of escape, as if the steer had anywhere to go other than the Powderhorn Ranch's wide-open grasslands. Ty let his horse dig in its heels. The rope snapped taut. Together with his son blocking any other possible escape, the steer was caught well and good. The sudden yank on the rope took it off its feet. With a heavy thud, it landed on its side.
"Hog tie him, Pa?"
"No reason to do that. This isn't a rodeo, and that's no calf. You'd get yourself gored if you mess with him."
"He's powerful mad,"
Matt agreed. "Give him a second to cool off. He's remembering earlier times when things didn't go well for him. Get him back to the herd. He'll twig to the fact that we're not branding him like was done a couple seasons back." Ty sent a ripple along the rope to loosen the loop. The Circle P brand shone brightly on heaving hindquarters, turned up to the afternoon Wyoming sun as if it was made from the purest silver. Ty tossed his end of the rope to his son.
"Where are you going?"
Matthew secured the end of the rope around his saddle horn. He had trained his Tobiano mare over the past 6 weeks. When Roundup came in a few months, he'd show off the best cutting horse on the Circle P. Ty dropped to the ground and stretched his 6'4" rangy frame. A quick sweep took the high-crowned brown Stetson off his head so he could enjoy some of the breeze sneaking down from Baldy Butte. It wasn't that hot a day, but he tired out quicker these days, even if 57 wasn't that old. At least he told himself that was only half a lie. He unfastened his red bandana from around his neck and mopped the flood off his wrinkled, leathery forehead.
"You doing all right, Pa?"
"Not getting much sleep at night," he said. Ty declined to tell his oldest son any more. His darling wife, Beatrice, was working him the livelong night after he put in a hard day on the range. The Circle P wouldn't take care of itself, and neither would his wife's desire to have another baby. "Just one more," she said, "to keep her from feeling old." At 40, Beatrice wasn't old, not like he felt at this instant, but he hadn't been able to convince her of that. She wasn't one to give in easily, or ever give up. That was something he admired and loved in her. Usually. Ty worried that if his wife got her way, he wouldn't see the child grow up. He'd be almost 80 by the time the kid could vote. Working ranchers seldom made it that far, and the way he felt right now, Ty wasn't sure he'd make it to his next birthday. He'd wrenched his shoulder, just lassoing the steer all filled with bovine wanderlust. He watched his son ride away, guiding the wayward critter with assurance and considerable skill. He'd done well bringing up Matt and the rest of the Brannigan clan, even if they did give him headaches at times. Ty knew he was a lucky cayuse. He had a decent ranch, more than 1,000 head of cattle, and the best family any man could ever want. He was proud of each and every one of them. He caught up his horse's reins and walked to the top of a rise. The exercise got the kinks out of his legs, and even his throbbing shoulder felt a sight better. He looked out over his southern grays with some satisfaction. It was his. It was the Brannigan clan's. He jerked around as movement on the next ridge over caught his attention. Squinting, he pulled down his hat brim to shield his keen blue-green eyes. This temporary shade let him more closely see the silhouette of a rider. It wasn't unusual for men to pass through his land. Sometimes they stopped by the Circle P ranch house to pay their respects, and other times kept riding. He didn't much care, though Beatrice enjoyed fixing for a new face now and then. It broke up the daily routine and let her hear gossip from around the territory. Ty was less inclined to like the company. Men on the move were usually running from something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?